going on, Gaza? No.
I think so.
Yeah, we are now.
Oh, okay. We're good.
Let me start over again, bud.
I would do a roll call and then just kind of reiterate what you just passed with the rentals and then your approval of the minutes.
Right.
But make sure you tell them what, these are January's minutes. I don't know if we have February's minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know where those are at yet.
This is the March meeting of the Winchester Park Board with all members present except for Christina. We have Mr. Al Williams, Terry Alfrey, Parks Superintendent, Mr. Bosworth, Mayor Byram, and myself, Tom Armstrong. We've just okayed the January minutes to the Park Board, and we have the two Beeson and the amphitheater rental requests. We have a Beeson rental request form and an amphitheater request form that we have just approved. To catch us up to date. Does anybody out in the audience want to go? Are we just here to observe, or does somebody bring something up or want to bring something up to us today? Or
I'm here to talk about the pickleball or to answer questions or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here for the mowing, so.
Oh, okay. Oh, bids for the moment.
Yeah. Sir, I did a handout. Missy gave me some dimensions for pickleball courts, and so I've handed those to Sheen. And my understanding is that this is getting pretty popular at the Y.
I did ask Bob Wolf to come, but it was through a message at the Y, and I'm not sure if he got it, if he wasn't there that day. But he was the one that started it at the Y. And he started it on Wednesday afternoons, and they had one court, and then I teach chair exercise on Tuesday mornings, and so we started a second session, and we got a second court. Now, what they did was they put the lines on top of the basketball court we play in the gym. So they just put the lines on, you could go see them. And then we have portable nets that we just put out, play for an hour and a half, and with the two courts that everybody just plays, you know, you got to say who'll play and off we go, and we just have a good time. I brought my pickleball paddle so you could see what it looks like. It's my personal one. It's played on a badminton court with a lower tennis net, sort of following the rules of tennis with a wiffle ball. And it's very popular with snowbirds in those kind of areas, but obviously it's growing up here. It's nice to have something that people who aren't as mobile, although it does get pretty competitive, let me tell you, this guy's good. They can slam the ball.
I was saying that when we were on vacation at Venice Beach, California, they had pickleball courts. We didn't know what they were. No. We didn't know what they were. Well, I didn't have a pickleball paddle, first of all, and didn't know the rules, so didn't even know what they were playing. And then we asked, and they said, and the courts were full all the time with all ages. So it could be growing in popularity.
Well, and when Bill was at the newspaper, we did an article. I asked for the Gazette to come out and do an article, and they interviewed Bob Wolf, who really started it, and from observing it in Florida and bringing it up here. And yeah, we have all ages playing. So
research I did showed that it is growing everywhere. It seems like it's becoming really popular now. So, especially with maybe because it's a low impact exercise that a lot of people can do, but it's not just slow and boring at the same time.
So I had approached Missy, who's the only council person I know, no offense to anyone else, but she's the only one I know, and asked her if the park could possibly do something, recognizing that this was going on, so that we could bring, because I'd like to bring my chair exercise out to the park. I bring yoga during the summer to the amphitheater. I don't know if you were aware of that, but I do bring the yoga out there. And if there's another event that's paid, we of course go up to the shelter or go on the grass or something. But this way we could do the pickleball at the park as well. And For example, when I started doing yoga at the park, nobody knew about the amphitheater. So it does help awareness and what the park has.
In your opinion, where would be the ideal location for a pickleball court?
Oh gosh, I hadn't gotten that far.
Are we talking about folks that will need access? Will they need close proximity to the parking lots? Could they walk a distance?
Yeah, you're not going to play on the courts very well if you can't walk that far.
Okay.
So I know Missy talked to me about this year, of course, because this is late, just painting or putting down the lines on the tennis courts. And I understand that, but I hadn't, and that would be lovely. I mean, that's what we do in the basketball. But other than that, I haven't driven out to the park. It's easy enough to go.
Are those nets, are they tall? Is it as tall as on a regular?
Same height as the tennis court?
No, I think it's just a little, lower. At least it feels like
34 inches, what it says here. I don't know what the standard is for tennis, but.
Well, it's a tennis racket and nets, but I can't tell you what that is.
Make it hard.
Bring a tennis racket. I brought my racquetball.
Nets up for tennis.
Imagine you could Google pickleball and there's probably some sort of...
Well, we had dimensions printed out, but I don't know what it says about the...
The net?
About the net.
Well, I guess I don't know how tall a tennis net is, so...
I looked it up on the... There's an actual pickleball association.
Because, I mean, putting lines down would be easy to do.
Well, we have, in our 20-year plan, we have... identified this location right here as the future home of tennis courts.
Just two?
And,
okay.
Well, two tennis courts, yeah. The high school actually has like 8, and they're open to the public. It's,
I thought they were locked off.
Well, they shouldn't be because it's a taxpayer paid for that. But anyway,
someone
the 26 is hard surface courts. Obviously, that's just grass there right now, but.
Well, and
we can just paint some lines on the current tennis court for now.
Yeah.
Until we,
I think that's what Sarah's asking for.
Yes.
For now, just to get some lines. I don't know how feasible it is to put up a different net, or if the current net that's out of the tennis net can be lowered or
let
not.
Or one of the courts out there remain tennis and the other court become pickleball.
I think it would probably be just as good just to leave them both as tennis courts and put the lines down in a different color or something. I don't know.
And that's what they've done at the gym. I mean, I could easy enough show them to you. They have volleyball lines, pickleball lines, and of course basketball lines.
They probably just put tape down though. That'd be hard to do when it's outside.
So the other issue is that our tennis courts at the park are not in good shape.
No, they aren't.
They're in bad shape.
Right.
And so, that's something we're looking at as a long-term thing, is to just put new courts in. So,
yes, because I think people have pretty much stopped playing.
The ideal location would be the high school. I don't know if that would even be feasible or not to have pickleball courts put out there. That would confuse the tennis.
Because they have other schools coming in and playing tournaments, and so that would look kind of strange.
My point was simply that tennis players, if they didn't like that we put pickleball on the tennis courts now,
I hear you,
could go to the high school and play tennis.
Right.
The high school uses our park for a lot of things.
Oh, mm-hmm. There's no doubt about
share.
That.
Yes. Share and share alike. I can't get it to come up. But I could work with you on that. And
I'm sure we could get some line painted on there. It wouldn't be that hard. But we're just not really looking to put any extra money into the tennis court because we may build new ones somewhere in another location. So, a couple of cans of spray paint.
Yeah.
And the nets might not be where you want them, but at least you'll have the playing area.
Well, and for the first year, it's kind of good just to kind of figure it out who's interested, what can we do with it.
Sure.
Because on rainy days, we'll go back to the gym. It's kind of nice to have that alternative. Mm-hmm. I think it's good for people to get outside. And, of course, that's what they do in Florida and Arizona. They can do that.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, I wish to get a second net at the Y, and we use it. We fill both courts, so that's pretty impressive. I know Bob Wolf was kind of disappointed, you know, it doesn't, things don't pick up around here right off the bat, but it is growing, and people are interested, people are enjoying it, and I think it helped the park that, you know, people coming in, checking things out. So, are you available on Tuesday mornings at 10?
I might be.
Okay.
I can leave you my number. I'm pretty much everywhere.
Because that's when they play at the gym.
Okay.
So you can see what it's like. Okay. And that could give you a feel for it. And they just have portable nets. It just goes into a bag.
Okay.
And if we needed that to happen here, I mean, someone could come by, pick up, or wherever things like that are kept for the park, pick it up, and then just take it out and put it back.
Sure.
That's what they do at the Y.
All right.
So they obviously don't stay out there because it's on the basketball court.
Okay. I mean, obviously, if we were to have them in the park, they'd have to be stationary. There wouldn't be no place to put them without people stealing them or vandalizing them. So they'd have to go in the ground and be concreted and everything. So,
yeah,
but,
I understand.
But I'll definitely come check that out on Tuesday. I don't mind breaking a sweat.
We play, and I make people who come report play. Just bring your playing shoes because we have extra pickleball rackets.
He's a natural athlete at anything he starts.
Okay, so you'll be my partner. Good players are my partners. They play on Tuesdays at 10, and then Wednesdays, I forget whether it's 2 or 2:30, because you changed the time.
Okay. Okay.
And I don't go to that one right now. Yeah. But I know they have like 6 courts up in Portland, they say. They have them in Richmond. So it's all around us. And the ones in Richmond, if you're not very good, they scoot you down to the end.
Do we eat pickles while we play, or why do they call it pickleball?
Oh, that's a whole story. Okay. What's funny about that? It's about a dog. It's about a dog.
Okay.
Named Pickles. So that's the pickleball story. Yeah.
Thank you. We have our sealed bids for the mowing. Park, under the supervision of our fearless leader, is going to be doing the main area, I understand. But the south side, Beeson, the Geyer Memorial Gardens by Willard, the Beeson Community Building, and Jim Passmore, or Beeson 3, are the 4 properties that are up for bids. I'm correct on that, right? All right. I'll just make sure. I'm not 100% today. So we're going to go ahead and open up these bids, and we'll go from there. The first one is from Friendly Lawn Maintenance, Lisa Friend. Bid was not turned in on the designated by the designated time. I see that they're all when they were received. Bid number 2 was, and yes, bid this one here, yes, bids 2 and 3 were received on time, but this very first bid was not received on time. So I'll go ahead and open it up, but it did not meet the requirements. $65 for Southside Beeson, $65 for the Beeson Community Building, $20 for Guy Memorial Garden, and $20 for Beeson 3, Jim Passmore. For for a period of April 1st through September 30th. I assume we made it a stipulation on here that we, that they're responsible for picking up, sticks and stuff like that. Did we put that on there, do you know? Or I didn't see that on there, but I know we did that last time. The second one is from Longs. Okay, thank you.
Does it? There. It says on this one, Sherman. Yeah, that's the actual bid sheet that went out. So she, yeah, that's the actual.
Oh, that's the one went out? Okay.
Yes, yeah. It does say on.
Gotcha. Okay. This is a bid for the Beeson Park and the clubhouse. The Beeson Park.
I think they mean Southside Park, don't they?
Yeah, that's what they mean. Yeah, well, Beeson, Southside, yeah, I guess that's the same, yeah. That's the, every one of these parks has, we got Passmore, Beeson 3, it's Southside or Beeson, and they all have different names, so I'm sorry, that's kind of confusing. We will take care of the flowers, mow and trim, and take care of the lights we had the last 3 years. Our bid for the little park, as in Southside, corner of Orange and Main Street, is $70. And then the bid for the Beeson Community Building Clubhouse is $60. The reason it stayed the same is the hill along runs east-west. It's hard to mow in the bed. We'll mow once a week or as needed.
So $70 for the Southside Park and $60 for the park that's near their home, which makes sense too.
Yes. Thank you. It was all jumbled there. And then the third and final bid is from Myers Landscaping. And this bid is for all four. Total of $160. Broke down $60 for Southside, $50 for the community building, $25 for Barrett Garden, and $25 for Jim Passmore. And that is our three bids. My goodness. When we're done with these, they go back to the clerk, you know, Sean's right, put them back in here, okay. Can I see the long one again when you're done?
Yeah, hang on a second. If you don't mind.
That's fine. I should have scribbled them all down the first time I had it. Anybody have any comments?
I am assuming that not receiving the bid on time is a disqualifier. Or,
guess that would be up to us.
That's right.
Well, obviously Lisa's bid. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
I know the two properties that the Longs have been taking care of for the last few years have been done great. They have done a fabulous job with it. And I have no problems with the way they do that. And that's my
Myers
that's
did,
my two cents.
Myers did Goodrich and and the others.
I think Myers
outside and
yes, decent. I believe Myers did everything but those two last year. Yes,
and we were happy with Myers last year. You weren't around, so
yeah.
I
didn't think we had any complaints. The trimmings and stuff like that were picked up after really well, I heard.
Pass that down. I'll take that too. Well, I have had
conversations with Bill about this.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is a, although his bid's slightly higher for the Beeson community area, they do some things above and beyond the mowing that go along with that, with the flowers and so forth. It's my understanding, correct?
Yeah.
And I think they really would like to continue to do that, if that's our, I'm not sure how important it is to them that they continue to do the south side part. And Myers is the lowest bid on the south side part.
Yes. I think it's pretty important.
So I get,
them.
Go ahead.
I think it's pretty important to them. I mean, I know they look forward to it. They look forward to doing it. And they put a lot of pride into it, I think. But I haven't spoken to them.
Yeah,
in
no,
some time.
I, no. It was just my under. It was just my feeling that they really want to keep doing the Beeson, which is right there on their home property, really.
Right.
And they do go above and beyond mm-hmm. some of the things there. But I got the feeling that it wasn't as important that they continue, since it's a travel distance for them, that they continue to have the south side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was important for him to do the Beeson, but not the south.
That was the feeling mm-hmm. I got from talking to Bill. Not that they didn't want to do the south side.
Right.
But I think we could make the case that despite their being a little higher on the Beeson community, that since they're doing more than just the mowing and they're doing some other things for beautification or whatever mm-hmm. you want to call it, that may be worth that.
And we could, since the Beeson's right there, we could let them keep doing that,
right.
Reward the other three out to someone else, perhaps.
Well, I guess that's kind of what I'm suggesting that we might consider. And since the Myers is a known quantity,
mm-hmm.
and we've been happy with them.
He did the work last year, and did good, and... Yeah. Got his bid in on time, too.
The Goodrich is no longer, they're no longer going to be doing the Goodrich, so.
Mm-hmm. Mayor?
I think it's a good idea. I did, you know, like you said with the Longs, that I like the thing that they just, they take it as like, it is their backyard.
Mm-hmm.
The Beeson area.
But yes.
And they've done all right on the south side, too, but.
I was... Being, you know, out the Ball Diamonds and stuff all last year, I was very pleased with Myers' work. I'd go for that.
Well, I guess I would. That would be my motion. That we award, since we know the work that Myers does, and the original bid that we received was not in at the scheduled time, and that we know also how much work and effort Longs put in at the Beeson, that we continue to let the Ramones do the Beeson and give the other bitch to Meyer.
Well, that would mean that the $60 would go to the Longs, to the Beeson, and then Meyer had a 160 amount total, subtracting the
50. They had 50 for the Beeson, so you subtract 50.
Yeah, yeah. $110 would be the what they would get. 160 minus 50, so. Which is what I was trying to do in my head there. Okay. Hmm? I know. You were letting me work through that, right? Okay. And that would be the total for them, if we go that route.
All right, we have a motion on the floor.
Well, we have a motion then. Do I have a second?
A second.
We have a motion and second that we reward the Beeson Community Building bid to Bill and Wanda Long and the remaining three parcels of real estate to Myers Landscaping. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. 3-0. That goes for the first one. It's up there.
We're talking about mowing. If I can throw in that we're going to need a new mower. And I went to Martin's, and since they are part of the community, I figured we would buy one of their country clippers, their big bosses, and they gave me the quote right here for what it would cost. And
where at, bud?
Right up here at Martin's repair. And
this was something we discussed at the last park board meeting to some extent.
Well,
you were gonna need it.
I started driving around the area and I seen some of the lots and stuff we got to mow, and I pulled a mower away from the streets to put to the park because we need more mowers there at the park since there's gonna be more ground to cover. And I realized that was a mistake, so we're gonna need a new one. And I thought keeping it in town, or parks are in town, and advertising it in the park for them would be helpful to them, even though the guys that run them really like the John Deere's better. But I thought we'd give this thing a shot if you guys are okay with the spendings of getting that. I mean, it's all set up. Like tomorrow I can run up there and get everything moving on that, because the grass is obviously growing already.
Ready. It's about to be pretty wet.
But that's the largest one they have up there, so. And they said those things do really well on hills, but I, like I said, I don't really, I've never ridden one before. I don't think Mr. Myers cares for the clippers too much, but.
Actually, they cost more than my John Deere do, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I have one.
Some people like the joystick, some people like this. I
have the joystick.
I figured it'd be a good idea to try one out and see how we like it this year, because we'll probably definitely have to even know next year, because one of the motors we have are got a lot of hours on them, a couple of them.
I'm sorry.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, we got a discount on it. Pretty big discount.
See that?
Yeah.
That's a nice discount.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Well, we have it in our budget to do this, but we wanted to bring it in front of you guys. It's a major expense.
Well, it's obviously something we want to make sure we have good equipment if we're going to take on that.
Sure.
And I try to make that part look as good as possible. We don't want
to. And I can't short my street department and what we got to do there. And I was doing that by, I pulled one of our mowers away from there and put it at the park for now to see how we do.
Besides you, how many people full-time and part-time are you going to have this summer?
Right now, I'm sending two of the street guys full-time down at the park every day starting Monday. They're going to start getting things ready to go, and then we got two people I can hire at $8.83 an hour for 26 weeks, and
plus
somebody has donated another helper, so there'll be five people.
So Work One, program through Work One, we can get actually however many kids, people apply. So we signed up for this program, wrote a job description for animal control and street and park, and so once they start getting these resumes in, they'll start sending to us. We hire them, they work for us, but Work One pays the salary, or pays the salary wage.
So you got two full-time, two part-time, and Work One people?
As many as we need.
Wow.
And if that happens, I can potentially bring some of my street guys back to the street once they get the hang of it, so, and that's probably what we're gonna end up doing, because I know I met your nephew the other day, and he's all ready to go. He'll be on Monday. So.
Anything you want to turn to?
So he seems like a pretty good kid.
Are the bathrooms ready to go?
Bathrooms are clean, and the water's on in the parks, and everything's ready to go in there. And
we've actually downsized the crew from last year when we first got started, so that, you know, that's that's how we were able to downsize, yeah. I think, that and the fact that there was attrition that we lost.
We
lost the workers. So Frank at the end was down to 2 or 3 anyway. So.
That's true.
And then I guess since we're talking about spending money, I got.
You usually do.
Well, I did do some walking around Morton Hill area, asking some families what they thought of me moving the skate park up to where the basketball goals were, and that was a big nay, you know. So, right here's a bid from Myers for pouring a concrete slab up there on Morton Hill, and we had some existing wooden fence that was back in the back of the park that we're going to pour the pad and then put the wooden fence around it up there and move the skate park next. It'd be right in front of where the gazebo was, and we'll put a slab behind that and move the skate park up there, and we'd like to get working on that pretty quick. So,
and that is part of our master plan.
It is.
Which would bring parking back to the area for that side of the park, which would be a tremendous asset, in my opinion. But obviously, we want to run that by you before we make that big sort of move.
So they're going to have to get straight. They're going to move. They're going to leave the basketball where it's at still.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say that's what I adhered to, that they wanted that. But so where the gazebo used to be is where we're going to put the skate park.
It's just going to go behind.
And that whole area is going to be used for parking for that area?
No.
What's going in there?
He's talking about bringing the parking back down there where the skate park is down. For parking.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but for now I'm just ready to get. I want to get that pad.
Well, that
so
would
we can start.
Yeah. That would help too with the overflow of the pool parking when they have the swim meets and stuff like that. Because people's parked halfway down the street.
Because if you look on our master plan, that is a parking lot.
Yep.
I mean, it's a little bit reverse, but the new pool. See, that's the only where this new pool is not where the pool is currently.
Right.
The pool is right here currently. And where the skate park is about right here.
There.
So that makes sense for that to be a parking lot.
Yeah.
Although what happened was there was a lot of loitering before it became a skate park.
That was the hangout.
People hung out down there.
Yeah. So I was going to get some basketball goals to put up down there until we get moving further along and need that area, because it's easy to move basketball goals around.
There.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There you go.
Pickleball.
Skate park, put some pickleball in. That can be an idea.
How about that?
But we're not there yet, but
it's
I got
gonna be there.
The fencing guy coming in to move the fence off from the skate park, and I'm making a playground area at the pool since there's nothing for little children, and we have the gazebo ready to put into place there, but there's stuff we'd like to start doing, and I need that concrete board up there on Morton Hill so I can get moving. So
how much is it?
For
the concrete up on Morton Hill for the skate park.
$12,000.
Yeah, $12,800 for everything.
There's some red writing down there too, because it may have to be pumped over to the area to keep from cracking our concrete that we have, so you might put.
Are you going to put the chain link fence back up around it too?
No, the chain link fence we'll use for our play area at the pool.
That's
and
right.
I'm going to use the wooden fence that we had back in the back area of the park that and got ripped out.
That went around the nature area.
Yeah, I'm just going to put that, because that looks nice, and I'll put that around there.
The skate park? Or
yeah, around the skate park. It'll look good on there.
Yeah, it will.
I think it has to have some sort of fence around it by law. And some of the other skate parks I've seen in the area, their fences are like 2 foot tall, so I thought that wooden fence would look good up there. So, and we could reuse it.
Yeah,
that way, it's just getting ran over and people get out there in our street barn
right
now, laying back there.
Gravel piles, yeah.
Just for what? And so we could reuse that. Around, but my idea was to have, while we had Myers pouring the concrete up there, having the other guy in here putting the moving the fence, and so that way it's all done at once, and then my guys can go in and move the equipment up there and start moving equipment around. But I'd like it to happen pretty quick once we get moving on it.
Yeah, because you're gonna get swamped.
Yeah.
You're soon.
But our gazebo looks really nice.
Well, I for one do appreciate you taking the time to ask the neighbors around the area what they thought about that.
Even though they misunderstood a little bit.
We kind of figured that was going to happen. Yeah,
they thought you meant right,
yes.
Right on the other side of the hedge there,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I do appreciate you taking the time to do that.
Yeah, I can't burrow. Bid to move that fence around off the skate park. I had it and I left it in the other folder. I got the wrong folder in here, but I think it was around 4,000 or 3,000 or something. But that'll give us something for little children and mothers to do, that since there's no more baby pool.
Yeah.
So I just thought there needs to be something.
Okay.
For kids in the pool, so.
We could probably move around in the Goodrich Trust. I had penciled in, I believe it was $22,000 for trash receptacles.
Right.
He had a genius idea, well, why don't we just take the city trash toters out there? They look better than 55-gallon plastic barrels. They not even buy those real nice trash receptacles that I wanted to get.
And it's already out there.
Take that money and use it towards putting concrete in.
Yeah.
As part of our plan,
yeah.
Anyhow.
Right, it fits into the master plan, which is,
yes.
This is something you got to constantly be.
We really want to try to do what's on there, in my opinion, as much as we can.
Otherwise, we're going to find ourselves, if we stick with that plan, we're going to find ourselves have to take things out that we've moved and. You don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that.
And we'll find yourself spending a lot of money at
yeah.
some time. It's a nice start chipping away at it. And,
yes.
You know, if we can find available money to make a move, do it now.
Which I'm going to talk more about later on, because I know some people are here for another bid. So I'll talk more about more money availability after that. But I think we would like your blessing on, since we're talking about so we get a blessing on the mower and on the concrete. You know, obviously talk as much as you need to about it, but.
Yeah, as long as it's budgeted and we know where the money is and the Goodrich fund can be used for.
And I agree with that.
Yeah,
we really need to get on that.
That's a capital improvement.
Yeah. Do we even need a motion for that?
You don't need to, but it's just we want to bring this to you guys. I mean, you know,
you'll get asked questions, so you need to know the answers.
Kind of
you know,
yeah.
We like to keep everybody on board.
Yeah, my blessing.
If that wasn't the case, it probably already happened. Because I have a hard time sitting still.
He does. I have to keep him held back a little bit from those hands.
I think you have our blessing. Good deal.
I think it'll utilize an area that's nothing's been done with. Plus, it's going to help the pool out and.
And we'll put a. I also have an idea to put.
And like she was talking about the pickle thing.
They're like the good chief do.
Get people using it.
Yeah. Put people in the park.
Yes, very much so. I think you have our blessing.
Just make sure you keep it nice. That's going to free up like.
Oh, I'm going to be watching you like a hawk.
Yeah.
40 by 80 of left mowing.
Yeah.
Put that down.
She said something about another bid needed open or something?
Yeah, we have disc golf that we were going to do 2 weeks ago. We have that meeting, so tonight we want to award. I put out, tried to solicit three bids for, or three quotes, I should say, for 18-hole disc golf, which we had talked about doing.
Yeah.
TJ is the only one that successfully turned in a bid. I solicited two other people that didn't get back with me. TJ, you want to talk more about what you got? I will say that I was going to wait until Winchester had a golf course of their own, of our own, a disc golf to play. But I caved in, and I went and played 18 holes this morning, and I tell you what, it's the most fun I've had in the last year and a half.
Who'd you go with?
With Justin Jones. You want to go next time? What are you doing tomorrow?
Somebody stood me up. I was supposed to go last.
Did you win the belt? Or?
I did not.
No. Did you win in the
I actually threw a disc in the creek over there, and I had to go get it.
You don't have disc retrievers like we have ball retrievers at golf?
No, but Rick Simmons has that.
Does he? I would think they'd have to exist almost. Where'd you go play at?
You can sit there. Where you were supposed to meet me. Have I said that?
Oh, yes, you have. I think you've ever had it. Thank you. So you highly recommend, is something to take up and do and have fun.
It's a growing sport.
It is, and
it's not expensive. I believe it's in the January bids.
It is.
Maybe we ever that
it is.
Previously, and if any other, I guess, questions or concerns have arisen between then and now, I'd be prepared.
This is for 18?
Two bids that you got, one was 18 holes, the other's 27.
27, because we talked about 27, I know.
So we discussed that. Originally, there was an area, I guess it would be west of Salt Creek, that was maybe going to be acquired. The original design of 27 included that land, but it is not.
Okay, so I see now.
Okay.
Package one is an 18 holes. Package two, 18 holes, but evidently a higher quality.
The package two?
Yes.
Well, package two includes an extra 9 holes, so you have the ability to run a higher level tournament, as we discussed.
I'm looking here at package one and package two, both being 18 holes, and package three being 27 holes.
One?
That's the old bid.
I thought I had the wrong one.
One of those bids was a single tee pad location, concrete tee pads, and a single basket location. The second bid.
I remember now talking about the difference. And we decided we wanted to do, for no more extra money than it was, we decided we wanted to do the better one. Is that correct? Yeah.
Now, if. You said
that an updated map. I'm not sure if you.
You said that just being the 18, will that still get us accredited? Like you were saying.
18 is still able to run a PDGA event.
Okay.
So that does qualify. We can host the tournament. The idea is hosting a 2-day event. We need to be able to run a higher.
Okay.
And that would actually include 9 temporary holes because you need 2 full 36 holes. It just puts us closer to that. We can get 9 tent baskets and get them in, run a 2-day event, and then you've got people spending the night. People are going to come and either camp nearby. I don't know if we have any hotels.
We do, and that's interesting. I just talked to Cheryl Prescott today. She's got a package right now that you buy a hotel room for the night,
and the packet, it's called Stay and Play, and you get 18 holes of golf with your hotel package. So I know that the hotel is looking to make deals with
attractions.
Yeah.
Where they do dinner, up the road. And
we have a special project getting ready to start in Winchester that I'll be looking to host fundraisers for, and do so immediately, probably as soon as you get
that's over town.
If you do the 18 holes, I don't know the layout. We were talking about holes going into the nature area, what we call the nature area. Is that the 18 holes, or is that the 27 holes?
That's in the 18. The other 9 holes actually stretches from, it stays on the side of the gazebo, but it would be, the first tee pad would be on the south of the gazebo, teeing off away from that area, back towards the skate park, staying within the walking path and that tree line. And then it cuts across. There's an unused area opposite Morton Hill. There's just like, 2 acres or so that sits, and it's just grass and a few trees. So we come across that and back across the street and move back towards the
town. So you're talking about going over 4th Street?
Correct.
Into that area that's not used with the additional 9 holes? That's an unused area. I mean, it would be nice to get that.
That would be a spot for your long holes, I would think, your 500 footers.
Right. Now, at this point, we have stayed out of the circle, so the big walking path, we've not touched that area. It all stays on the other side of that creek. And that was something that's up for alteration in the design, if that area is used. I mean, the ability to throw a contained shot within that oval, you can't cross outside of that. That would be an out of bounds. But the length of that would be a signature hole. I mean, that would be a pretty epic feature there. But
our total package for 18 is $27,650, and for 27 is $35,000 even.
Correct.
So,
this is the deluxe with the
Okay, I have a couple questions. So you're going to hand make the tee pad, which I highly recommend. Union City's already starting to crack.
Yeah.
And they just poured theirs last year, their concrete tee pads. So
they're actually cheaper for handmade pads in a higher quantity because of the cutoff of supply.
Right.
We order trucks of concrete, we end up paying a little more because we're going to have leftover that we have to buy back. And then
second thing I have a question on is kind of pay as you go. We can't prepay.
Correct.
We can't write you a $35,000 check and say work's done, but we can go ahead and give you enough money for, say, 5 holes. You complete those 5 holes, we pay for those, you get your next 5 holes done, etc. Are you okay with that?
Yes. One stipulation, did you get the contract? I had actually sent a contract and a work. A work order. It shows a schedule of project schedule.
What's your estimated completion?
8 weeks. So I'm prepared to start Monday, April 3rd. You'd have a completed project May 26th.
You can start then.
On Saturday, the 27th, you can run a PDJ.
Memorial Day week. Well, again, this is
weather permitting.
Something we have discussed at length at another meeting, and we're all pretty supportive of. I think what we were thinking there might be other bids, but
it's my turn.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you may not
have tried to look for that,
but
I sent him a rough draft.
I don't have anything. So John Clark, I have my clerk.
Yeah, it would be John.
Who?
John. It would be
Quirk. And I'm not working right now.
I'll have to check with him in the morning. He's supposed to send a contract. The design at this point has been completed. Around $3,000 is the design fee. I would stipulate that also serves as deposit for the work as you paid. That's been, since November and getting the creek and crazy weather.
Absolutely.
We've been working on this. So,
right. That's the problem. We can do that.
You have the design.
So that's work completed. So.
Correct. Yeah. And then the rest, even if the lump sum is paid at the end, we can work on that.
Oh, really?
Material costs are all covered at this point. We have the
the baskets and all the material costs covered, so getting the work in is not an issue. We can, like I said, we're prepared to start Monday, and we'll have you at park by the end of May.
We'll need and, to, and just to follow up, we have this money has been stipulated for in the Goodrich Fund. Mm-hmm. It's part of our long term plan, so this isn't something new.
Right. This was put in. We were actually talking about this last summer, as a matter of fact.
Right.
As we put this wish list together.
Are places like Dick's and everything selling?
Yes. Dick's were good, even Walmart.
I heard Walmart did, but.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They carry a select, but really at this point in time, online is your number one supplier for new discs, but pretty easily acquired, even as a club, or we can source. One thing that we have is our local library. You can use your library card to check out 3 discs at a time. You have 48 hours of those. So the club has donated to the library or unused or other discs. So it's pretty close to that. So yeah. I don't know how close you guys have a library to the local park, but it's still something to consider.
Must in mind.
Do you have the license and bonding in place as well as the
you do.
Liability insurance?
Great, good for you.
Everything is set. ACE Health Design LLC is registered. We have an employee ID number, so I can pay within payroll and not just cash it on the way.
The 18-hole package for $27,600, that's installation, design, baskets, the whole nine yards, right?
Correct. That is completed.
That's everything.
The difference in that from the first is the second set of T-pads, second set of pin locations. It's also the quality of T-pads. We went from concrete to handmade.
That's the difference from that and the other
bits. Correct. Mm-hmm. And there are some things, bless their hearts over there, seriously. But I think what we want, we not only... If I'm hearing you correctly, not only are you wanting people in the park playing disc golf, we want something to attract people. We want the best.
Yeah, we want
something. I hear Yorktown's really nice, but we want to be better than Yorktown, right? Yes. I mean,
realistically, that package right there trumps Yorktown. I'm going to drive from there. Just a conversation the other day, we drive to Peru because it's one of the first places installed. It is a short course. It's a lot of hills. Think about they play with one disc like a putter, and that's what they have. Mm-hmm. You can take your whole bag and you throw about the same score, but that's 2 hours away, and we make that trip every 2 to 3 months just to get up there. So, people definitely travel within 45 minutes to an hour. People travel daily to play golf.
I think it would be money well spent.
I'm pretty excited about that 18-hole deal there.
Well, I think Union City poured their Sacrete, I think they did, because we mow over there too, and they saw them messing around out there. Mm-hmm. I'd definitely stay away from that.
Yeah, you're going to have ladies. If we go to 27, is that what?
Well, I'm in favor of the 27.
Me too.
Since we
you want to go 27?
I'm fine with
that. Was my next question. How much? What was the budget for the?
Original budget was 20.
No. I'm sorry, guys.
The Goodrich Trust?
Yes.
From the trust.
Thank you.
20. I think it was 22.
It was 20.
Taking the other from.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. How much, what percentage of that was coming from the, okay.
We can take, but still, there's room to wiggle with that Goodrich Trust. Mm-hmm. We're probably going to mix the downhill slide, which was $18,000, because that's not just $18,000. That actually has to be engineered.
Is there a map of the 27-hole course that we have?
Yeah, I have an 18, but
okay.
I was under the impression, I don't know why, that we were just going to go 18, but I'm game if you want to go 27.
You have a 27, an updated 27 that has the... Mm-hmm. The 9 that I discussed going past the park or past the pool.
Do I have that? I have it on email. I just picked it up. I can print it out and give it to you. I will.
Well, if you guys are all for that.
So you can zoom in and see that's the original 18. And then this is the 27.
The 18 all stays on this side of 4th Street.
Right.
It's the 27, it's the okay, okay.
But only three holes are on that side of 4th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Of the 27.
And they're all between Union Street and the creek, right?
When we cross somewhere.
This is the creek right here. This is Union Street, right?
Yeah. Okay.
The west side?
It's on the east side.
Well,
as I understand it, it's on that east side there. That's really unused.
That something?
Pardon?
Where it's really laid, really low?
I get kind
of tired. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It is, yeah, part of it.
I think
so it's in between the creek and yeah. Union Street.
Yes.
Right. In that area there, in the same area is that little that veterans thing. The veterans thing is right there.
The memorial's right.
So we're going there. We're going that way.
We're going there.
Yeah. But that is a part of the park. That's just a big
that's a green
thing of grass.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be neat shooting down into a.
And it'll still be a green area, you know, it's just going to be used, so.
I would recommend, if this is what you want to do, to pass a motion to allow me to engage in a contract for 27 holes with TJ. Say your last name, TJ.
Shinkarik.
You're
the second person to ask me
the other day.
I just got some kind of a weather message on my phone, but it cut off.
My wife just texted me and said there's a tornado near you guys.
Yeah.
What?
I just got a weather message and it cut off.
By the way, there's a tornado near you.
It said weather message alert and then it cut me off. So I don't know what it is.
It's in Kara. Okay, I got it. Okay. I just kind of scribbled it.
We'll just get on the table, I guess.
Oh, I guarantee this is
terrible. You guys want to do 27? I don't know. I don't know. I've never played it. It's so hard. You know, I've never played it, so I don't. You know. So.
I'm sure I will. Because that area down there is so low.
Yeah.
I could just see shooting that down and having it drop down.
Yeah.
So it's going to pass.
No, I will move that we give Sean the permission to. Work on a contract for 27 hole disc golf. I think that's something we've.
Which has got three holes on the other side? Right?
Yeah.
So it's got 24 holes on the north side of.
Like I said, he can make a really long signature.
Yeah. Too. Is there a way I could have, by the next meeting, I could have what you showed me?
One tonight.
Yeah, just so I can kind of.
Yeah.
All right.
So I moved it.
Bid motion and. Do I have a second?
Second.
It's been a motion and second that we grant our mayor permission to go after a contract for a 27-hole disc golf course. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0.
Get me a contract as soon as possible, and then we'll fill in a, get you a W-9 from the clerk's office.
Okay.
Submit your bill for your design.
Oh, why am I being cut off?
We won't be able to pay you until the third.
Well, I got a little thing on my phone, but I have one of those for that reason.
So, okay?
Okay.
As soon as you give me a contract, we'll sign it, and that's binding.
Sorry, I'll look at that stuff. You know, sounds good. Awesome. Well, you have one, I'll check place, I'll check it with him in the morning and see if I'd send that as well as the work schedule.
You pretty much given us your report then, too, right? Okay. You got anything else when you're in your report, bud?
Work. I'm gonna fix up. Had our park barn fixed up. I just had a guy come look at that. It's not the roof got blew off the other day. I was standing under there, and whoever tried to fix it before threw a bunch of boards on top of it to hold it down. I don't know who done it, but anyways, they're gonna come weather that baby, and I don't think it's gonna be too costly. But I'm gonna have guys out there, and that's gonna be kind of their office and their station. So I figured it better look decent.
Yeah. What's the status of the lighting of the amphitheater?
Those any day we'll have those templates, and the lights will come a couple weeks after. They're going to go up. I mean, those are already bought and on the way. Just more paperwork, I think. The way I understand, I had to sign. They called me today and said I need to sign something so they could
release the templates and the bolts before the lights, and the light can come 2 weeks after, so we should have midweek, and hopefully...
That's awesome. I cannot wait for that.
It'll be up real soon. Just a matter of getting our materials.
Hmm? The light? Yes, I was. We talked about that in January, yes. I remember that. Up by when?
Midweek.
Well,
it should start coming in.
Okay, midweek, okay.
We'll get the templates for the pad, and then the lights will come 2 weeks after that.
Anybody else have anything?
Can I have just a minute on the concert series?
You got it.
All right, did everybody get a copy of our schedule at this point? We are having a meeting again. Our committee is going to meet on a week from Friday, tomorrow, April 7th. You're all welcome to attend. You're obviously not required to, but the more the merrier as far as the help people to pitch in and help out. But this is where we're at, and this is pretty much, you know, does what I had envisioned.
Where's the meeting at?
It's at my house. At 37 Stonebridge Drive, there on the at the golf course. By the way, I've been shooting emails to everybody, but I can't get yours to go through. The one that you gave me will not deliver. It keeps coming back to me, so undelivered. So I don't know why that is. But
T.W. Armstrong?
I don't know what. Okay. I don't have it with me right now.
Okay.
But it keeps telling me it can't deliver it. So.
Thanks
so
Ryan,
you're getting your invite.
Okay.
Now this is pretty much where we're at. The only thing that we have that we are discussing the possibility of adding would be a wrap-up concert for Mom Baseball Apple Pie. August the 19th. We have no money in our budget for that, so we would have to. Raise money for that because I don't want to budget any more money because we're already over budget. Thanks to Mayor Byron, we're able to do it. But that is a possibility that we might discuss with Mom Baseball Apple Pie people. Possibility of doing a concert after all their festivities are over with on August the 19th. Now, I didn't put the times. I just put this together real quick before I came. But the junkyard band is going to be from 8 to 10 on Friday the 9th. Notice I have the times up there for the kickoff concert. That's going to be from 6 to 8, and there's three different performers. Chris Hockey is going to start at 8 o'clock. I talked to Levi. He's fine with starting 6 or 6:30 as the opening act. And we have a lot of things, obviously, that we want to try to do that upright that we're discussing in our committee, and we'll talk more about it week and Friday. Gordon Bonham Blues Band, I just talked to Gordon Bonham at the Firehouse Barbecue and Blues in Richmond. I just talked to him, and he's on board. I have a difficult time getting, he doesn't answer emails very well, so, and I don't have his phone number. But that's July 1st, and Ben Brown is not available for sound that day, so he's going to have to do his own sound. So I've kind of figured out that when they're doing their own sound, if you don't provide sound, it's hard to have more than one act. That's they're doing their own sound, and you can't switch out the sound equipment that easily. So that's why we're only having the Junkyard Band on the 9th and Gordon Bonham Blues Band on the 8th. On the first.
Is that an 8 o'clock start for the Gordon Bomb?
Yes.
Brand new?
Okay. Yes. And then we just got the Gene Deere Band for September 16th, so that's going to be our wrap-up, our fall wrap-up concert.
What genre are they?
Oh, he's a blues classic rock guitarist. He's very good. Think of Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Gotcha.
Maybe. He's not that good. and we're going to discuss an opening act there. And discuss with Ben whether Ben's going to do the sound. If Ben doesn't do the sound, then we probably won't have an opening act. But if we get Ben to do the sound, then we probably will. So I just wanted to update you on that. I don't want to take up too much time because we've already spent
a lot. What genre is the Junkyard Band?
Pardon? Classic rock.
Classic rock.
70s, 80s classic rock. You can go to their website and you can listen to excerpts of their songs.
There's two different ones.
There are two different ones. And yeah, you'll find one that's in Washington, D.C. that's kind of a rap group. So you want to get the old guys in Fort Wayne. Yeah. No, we didn't get them.
I think it sounds fantastic, Al.
Right there was the storm. It's moved away from us. See that purple, pink and purple thing right there?
Yeah, just kind of pop
out. Yeah, I got a hook on it. It's got the hook echo and everything. Look at that.
Oh, yeah, I can tell you're into watching that.
Yes, it's, you can tell it's got the hook echo. I mean, that's a very signature, yeah. But, yeah, it went from Albany, Fayette, and it's moved into Adams County.
Mickey said she thought it was Albany.
Yeah. So it moved away, thank goodness. But that's a little scary there.
I cannot wait to get you going, but just to be honest with you.
All right.
When you raise money for...
Everybody's been talking about this. When did you guys start?
Yeah, that's
the concert. Disc golf.
Yeah. Can I get, real quick here, can I get a motion to... because he has already submitted his design... and I want to make sure that that gets approved and out as soon as possible. And in April's claims, I don't want to have to wait until May to do that. So can I get a motion to accept his design fee of $3,000, which we already have in our possession, the actual design?
So moved.
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
100%.
Motion passed.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get on this.
Yeah. That way I can get it to you as soon as, you know, because you probably need that money to invest in the other pieces.
Well, yeah, so that.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I?
That's a big expense at this point, but we got it covered.
Yeah.
Anybody else have anything?
And even if you get some things done between now and the third Monday of the month, you submit your claim, and we get that paid out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like if you buy all the baskets or whatever, and you submit a claim to Winchester, then we'll pay that. Even if we have to get you going, even if we have to call a special meeting of the park board to approve it, but council approves that anyways. But you know, at the end of the day, but just to get you going, that way we can have this done as soon as possible. That makes sense.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Can I go?
Yes.
So we got really lucky with our park plan, our 5-year park plan, and why this is important. This is for DNR. This is for our own use, right? This is our long term. But this one is for DNR for what's called the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which there's a bunch of money in grants that's available to municipalities who have one of these plans. So we got really lucky. We didn't actually submit this because we didn't have a park board meeting until the 19th of January. That's when we approved it, remember?
Sure did.
This was actually due the 15th of January. So I didn't send this until the 20th of January. And the guy said, you know what? We'll go ahead and accept it. So congratulations. We're going to take your park plan. However, you do have some things that he wants us to work on. And I brought a copy of that for each one of you. And I would like to see if you guys would like to have a work session, possibly to go over this and get this accomplished before the deadline, which is April 17th. The benefit of doing so, if we can get this done and submitted and by April 17th, we are eligible for the Land Water Conservation Fund grants payable 2017, which means we can apply for things like bridges. We can apply for things like, gosh, I don't know, I didn't even look at them all. You can go on the DNR website and you can see everything that you can apply for help with. Maybe it's help dredging the creek. Or getting the stone along the border, the banks of the creek to stop the erosion. And so it's pretty important that we go through this. I don't know if you want to do it tonight. I don't have anything else to do, really. But just look at this. You each should have one of these. If you do not, I would be glad to make you a copy tonight.
Bring it, but I can have it.
Yeah. And just kind of go through there and, if you would, it would be very beneficial. If not, it's no big deal. We can work on this on our leisure, and we can submit it after the 15th of April, and we'll be eligible for the grant funding in 2018 and beyond. As long as we have one of these approved by the states, we're eligible for those grants. And we can write those grants ourselves. We don't have to hire anybody to do that. So, so anyway, I wanted to tell you that. That's really good news, and we have an opportunity to get this done here. We have about, well, we have about 4 or 2 weeks, and I think it's definitely possible to do. Just answer some of these questions and build on top of what we already have here in our 5-year plan, which he said was a very good plan. It just needs a couple extra things.
Is there a time you suggest that we get together and?
Well, it's whatever. It's whatever works for you guys. I can make work. I try not to do anything on Friday nights, and my Monday nights are usually pretty packed with council meetings and such. But 16th comes up awfully soon, so I've got the 12th open.
Well, it's okay with me.
Let me see.
I've actually got the 5th open as well in the evening. Wait, is that Wednesday?
Yes.
You know what? Yeah, that'd be fine.
I'm free on Wednesday night. It doesn't matter.
Is that Wednesday the 5th? Are you free?
Yeah.
What time suits you guys?
This would be the 5th. Next, this coming Wednesday, right?
Correct.
Right.
And we can approve any claims at that time, too. Maybe a special park board right. Meeting. Mm-hmm.
It's 5:30, okay?
That works for me.
Is that where we're going with that?
When will you be done with your, usually doing your mayor stuff till 5, or do we want to... Is 5:30 okay, or do you want a little more time?
Perfect. What date was that? That's a Wednesday, April 5th.
5:30, April 5th. Here in the chamber, right?
Mm-hmm.
For a special park board meeting. I'm good with that if everybody else is. Yeah. I have rehab in the morning, I'll be okay. Unless I fall down in my rehab, I'll be okay, bud. So, yes, we're good with that. Put that in here.
Gets me on the house.
So,
if you could, I don't know if I have one of the... I don't... When you get me... when you get my copy of... I would really like a copy of that golf.
Oh, you have
before
one
before I leave. Well, yeah, I was going to... I don't want to take yours. I'm just saying... Okay, I was wanting to have one of these when you give me the other one. So, okay, well, I guess I have
I'm
going to
make you a copy of. So, put this inside that. So, here, take.
I got one of these. I got
put it inside
well,
your
okay.
You can get one of the big mats, right? Didn't you get one of the big mats?
You didn't leave it.
Okay. I've got one of those with the new design on its way. So, you got to get one of those.
Sweet.
With the 27
we'll post it up.
Yeah, if you can get that, I'd appreciate it. Yeah.
I'd like to have one of those. I've got the one, I think, so. But he's, I don't know if I know.
No, he's talking.
Yeah.
We want one of those to put up here.
Yes.
No, I asked you for it, and you said you didn't want to give it up. I'm working on a plan presently to, on your master park plan, when you pull into the park, no, I'm sorry, where number 9 is at the parking lot, right now where that's at, is that shelter house right across from the high school. So you have your, right here you have your men's diamond, over here you have your brand new play equipment. I'm working, and it kind of comes together like the two driveways come together like this.
Right.
You follow me where I'm at?
Yeah.
I'm working on using Community Crossings grant money to, take that back. But part of the Goodrich Trust, I had a streetscape on Union Street. Instead of doing that at this time, work on fixing that where that mess is.
Let me get my map. That's easier to show you.
I know.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think I do.
And it's creating a parking lot right there. It's safer. Right. It's better looking. I'm having that designed right now by HWC.
Okay.
Right? And then maybe next year we'll do the streetscape. But one of the major issues I see we have in that park is parking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we need to talk about next year probably paving that main drive on the north side.
Yeah.
Going back, it is rough. Okay. And we could put that into a paving package and not have it come out of the park front at all.
But we're wanting to turn that into a road anyway, correct?
All the way through eventually. This land water conservation fund could help pay for a vehicular bridge where the footbridge is.
Yeah. That would help.
It'd be great.
Anything else, Sean?
If we have any money left over at the end of the year, I'd like to spend it all on planting trees. We didn't plant any trees last year. Boz did purchase a stump grinder. I think you might have talked about that last time, but it's approved. He's already ground up maybe 8, 20.
We haven't really, it's been too wet. It's got to dry out a little bit or just turn the direction. It's not a huge one, but it'll do the job, but it needs to be dry. Correctly.
We have Silvertown Group. They want us to do an Earth Day project.
Yep.
And we have them do, what did we end up telling them we wanted to do?
Well, right now he's going to get back to me.
Okay.
He said they're kind of short on money. He's looking at Watson's or any local people that would donate trees or want to cut us a deal or something. And he's going to come in with a bunch of guys and they're going to plant trees around the park. They kind of like to know what kind of trees we like, but I said something with leaves on it. I've not really looked into trees too much, but I think something's going to be doing in the near future.
I would prefer non-fruit next to the ball diamonds.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like pine trees myself. You know, they're hard to mow around sometimes.
Get you some good old sugar maples out there. Late bloomers, they stay out longer.
I did have a request, and I wanted that, not from me, but somebody wanted to know what the thing were on the park benches. are we going to sell them? Are we giving them away if somebody wants to go out there and get them?
The old ones?
Tim spoke to me, and I called you about that as well. I'm glad you brought that up, because
I just thought about it.
They work anything?
Huh?
Well, they're very rough.
They're rough.
And I don't think they're worth much.
We've made in our gazebo we rebuilt, we used the lumber from them, we made three benches in the...
Yeah, so we're using for, we're just...
But there was some...
A lot of them, that's what we've been doing.
I've been asked two or three times if there was any extra people who's wanting them to...
And I wanted to ask, Sean, maybe I need to ask Vicki, what is going to be our policy as far as weddings and things like that? And we're not providing that, those, we're not gonna require our guys to move those seats back out there like we did a couple times.
We're not bringing those back out there.
Good. So we're just gonna let them know.
Get them to disappear.
Just let them know that they had to provide their own seating for weddings and things like that.
Good.
We'll talk after meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, 'cause, I mean, there's a fine line between what is of value and what is not.
Right, right.
In order to give away.
Okay.
Or get rid of.
Okay. Works.
Yeah, the main thing I was hoping was to hear you say that we're not gonna put those back out there for sale.
Yeah.
They give me a backache looking at them.
They're not comfortable.
Sitting in.
They're also, or particularly if you've got good clothes on, they're not good to sit in because it's, man, it gets stains and snags.
I think everybody can pull up for their own little pop-up chair and...
And if you're doing weddings, you can get fold-out seats, you can rent them.
And you don't need that many.
Right.
Or the quality that could be repurposed for the disc golf.
Yeah, because that's a good point, because you're gonna need each...
You're not priced on any kind of, like tables or benches on that, that's just the tee pads, the signs, the baskets.
That's a good idea.
And you're gonna need ways, when you throw a disc in that creek, you're gonna need ways to kinda get out in there a little bit from time to time, or across the creek, back and forth, rather than go all the way from the covered bridge, or down there at Fidel's, 'cause that's the only way you're getting across that creek.
We would strongly encourage a bridge that crosses right from the bottom of that hill to the playground across, right in that corner.
And it doesn't have, but what I'm saying is, it could be a, oh, there's some lumber that found itself right there.
Across the creek, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Or a log that made its way.
Right.
That you step here and then you step here, it's not a bridge.
Right.
But it's used to get across the creek.
I know where the big tree is.
Excuse me, English language is on the plate.
Red bridge.
I was just gonna say, if we had the option to repurpose those for that, we would definitely make use of those, so.
Well, that's...
And that'd be quality for you guys.
That's my preference, because they were purchased for the park.
Yeah.
And if we can...
I never even thought, that's a great idea to put them there.
Please come get them.
Get in contact with the laws on that.
We called when we were doing the master planning, the little waterfall things, we had a name for those that we're gonna...
Scotty said we can get material, so we need to get a key to that area.
What did we call those, Sean, when we were doing the master planning?
Yeah.
And they were talking about making little waterfalls or something. We had a name for that, and it slipped in my mind, they had a name for it. I remember.
I'm sure I discounted the thing.
But you could have some of those that could be also used...
Yes, that's right.
At certain times,
Yeah.
Wouldn't be in here, would it?
It might be in the back.
Oh, it would be.
In the very back, wouldn't it?
Glossary.
It's not important, but just was something I thought of as a way to cross the creek and get this.
Yeah, it's right there on the tip of my tongue now.
How can all four of us remember talking about it, but none of us can remember what it was?
Yeah.
How's it going?
I
Weir.
Yes.
I got it.
Yes.
I just saw it right here.
Yes.
Weir 32.
Yeah. You said it, and like, that's what it is.
I got it.
Yes.
Creek Weirs.
Yes.
And we need some Creek Weirs so we can cross to get the disc golf.
Yeah. I wonder if we could make like one of them ropes that we put the wooden. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I never thought about that. Thanks for being great.
Yeah. Right.
Man, that's probably the most productive spot for me and I've ever had.
Does anybody else have anything?
Really?
Make a motion that we pay the bills.
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Last chance for anybody?
Get to see the keys or?
Yes, those are yours.
I think I have one already, but I think
not one. Shiny like this.
Not a shiny one.
Not a shiny one.
Will you take this home too?
Yes, that's yours.
Okay. Make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. Awesome. So you don't mind running one of those off when I was driving? I really appreciate you doing that.
Problem.
I do.
Not
we have an agreement up there too, don't we, Bear?
Yeah. That means I don't have to go to the steering
committee. See, I get to see you more now than I ever did.
Hey, man. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Fun. You almost got a hug this then. Hey. I don't know if you're a hugger, but.
We're going to be working together,
growing together, man.
And we're going to throw probably the first game. What do you even call that? A
league?
Yeah, but when everybody goes out and plays golf at the same time.
Scramble?
Yeah, we're going to scramble.
Or something.
We do every week we do a two-man scramble, but a doubles, so you take best shot doubles.
I really am.
That's one format that
he has to leave people hurt. You really want to go do that.
I want to go do it. I just don't know. These guys will make so much fun of us.
Point one.
I believe that
I can have that basket within a week.
This week?
Oh, we have to sign one of these, don't we? Yes, we do.
Can we do it next week?
Well, we always use sign one minute.
Oh, I'm trying to know. But hole one, so there'd be a practice basket up near the top of the hill, and then the actual basket.
Did you already sign one yet, Al?
So this is the tee bag, and this is the bag.
No, I didn't.
Okay, you did not?
I was asking you.
Well, we probably should.
So what I want is the whole time I'm out here working, I want that basket
there,
on the ground.
I signed it on the very back there. Okay.
One, and you'll be able to play that one.
How many was in here?
Spots. You know,
two.
You can play
two?
The same
two. I did have one question on this. Mm-hmm. So you come from, I believe that's hole six.
Yeah.
So you come from hole six and you go to seven.
I got it.
You throw up here, then you come down to eight, and then you go to nine.
Correct.
Somebody did ask me about.
Thank you.
That seems like an awfully long walk from here, and you don't want to get lost.
So
how do you point to where your next hole is?
Pretty neat. We actually easily made out of like sign, the corrugated sign plastic. We got tags that we'll have printed off that say next tee, and you just tie those to the bottom of the basket. Once there's a club established, we'll give them, 50 or 100. You get 100 and some a sheet, and you only need 18. But you got the rungs go all the way around, so just like picking up. Yeah, pick which one points the right way.
Can you make it Friday?
Yeah.
So the next B.
That's a week from
on that basket. Yeah.
I would love to have
so you have one of your hole ones, tee pad, and you can see hole ones basket.
And now I have very
lead you the rest of the way.
Really
I don't think I know.
But yeah, so they'll get ripped down, but then you just resist
them.
That's what I'm saying. These rays. Some people do install it, because the other big draws in this nine, you're going to have to cross that bridge to get to 10.
And Matt,
there'll be in a few areas near the parking lot and near the playground here that we'll put in signs that say caution and probably at the entrance on both sides.
Hoping to get Jim.
So do you think since now we're putting 27 in over here?
All right, sign this.
You think
oh,
maybe
I know. I signed. I came in and signed these.
Oh, okay. One.
He had those. One to sign.
One or
three sets of nine.
Yeah. So one starts here, and you go around, and nine finishes over here, and then one starts here, and nine finishes over here, so that you can easily
that's
play
a good
second back in a row.
Well, you can.
What's
one,
that?
That's going to be a good one.
What? 27
here.
Oh yeah.
Through there, and 18 finishes here.
then you just cross the parking lot to get to the third.
I had just.
Oh, okay, so
everyone is just.
Here is going to start.
It's great, it's great, it's great, it's great, it's great. And I'm just like, you know, it's really good. I mean,
I know.
No one has said, yeah.
So that nine.
I love Quentin Rick, I really am, but I love it.
The house for the parking lot finishes.
What do I shoot?
A lot of times, most time I don't keep score. So.
No, you know what that means.
Well, it's scratch. Yeah. Oh, that's not true. No, I'm not a very good golfer. I'm so inconsistent.
So instead of having a 127 or an ABC.
I don't think I've ever met a consistent golfer.
Well, that's
horrible.
There is 18.
Don't even go there. I remember you've been on that course forever.
I helped build that course.
Yeah.
The other two.
Yeah.
I played with some quadrants.
And then you pick. You want to play 18.
Rick's studio is the one of the better ones I've ever played.
Rick
and he is.
And Charlie
games.
Charlie Havine is about to play. But
if you go out and
Charlie Havine plays
A long to B short to B long.
Charlie's got
a job. His job is probably as good as they have.
How many possibilities
you want to clutch in?
Just on 27 holes. That allows you,
you got the younger guys.
With switching the back.
Challenge Studio back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Even without Child doing the extra
Studio back in the day.
And Havai's like, they all kind of.
He wasn't on this course then. That much. He played
part of it. Is Havai a player now? Because he's still up at Portland.
And it's too difficult.
He had a big falling out with one of the golf players.
How do you want to do this? You want to order all these at the same time?
Because, I mean, remember he wrote that book and everything about the golf course and everything, you know?
Yeah, right.
And then afterwards, he got into it with, was it Dwayne?
Well, yeah.
I think it might have been Dwayne.
Or was it Ryan?
No, it okay. Ryan was
okay. Okay, yeah, but I'm like, man, I mean, there was just all of a sudden, boom.
You know, it might have been Wizzy's
dad.
Ray. Yes, it was Ray, wasn't it? Because him and Dwayne didn't get with Ray, I think. You're right.
There were a lot of weird stuff
involved.
Yeah.
I was sitting there one day and Ray called me on the phone. He goes, there's going to be some guys pull up to the pro shop. He goes, whatever they take, don't say a word.
No one's going to really
let them have it.
The difference
he goes, don't ask no questions. He goes, they're not going to ask you any questions.
So we kind of make a big deal about that.
Two guys came in and they look like
we did talk about it.
Businessmen. Kind
of yeah.
Weekend and they got about five sets of golf clubs and some other stuff. And they just walked right up the door with them. And I just sit there
and do a big bonfire and kick off.
We're talking a whole. We're talking a whole set of clubs.
Oh yeah.
We're talking we had
irons and wheels.
A kickoff concert that evening.
So that's something.
I think Ray owed somebody out
there.
I could see a bonfire on
the
that's what you wanted to do. And we
Chicago Underground.
Well, I'd like to get the fire department to come out.
Yeah,
but I could see that happening.
He told me
the cabin is.
Don't open your mouth.
On the north side of the cabin, she already had a.
They're going to say where they
and right there is the cabin, so you've got that.
And then you live there.
I was like, 1819?
Mm-hmm. I don't know where that's
going to
work.
I could tell by the way those guys were.
I wouldn't turn it over. We just hope for good weather.
That's
on everything.
So how many?
You're kind of in the way of a hole right here. But
how many of the actual holes will go in through the nature preserve?
Quite a bit. Really, only three, and that. And
now, Earl, really?
Only, and that really kind of preserves it too.
Yes, it does.
But my question is,
where the tip, where it comes together, you know, would be fantastic to be able to use that as something.
You're saying Salt Creek, and there's a basket on the peninsula of Salt Creek.
Okay, that was my next question.
Good.
Are they going to build some kind of something to get over to it?
Well, the peninsula, you can walk on.
You can walk to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not a full island.
But there's going to be a challenge.
If you miss,
it's going to be a long way.
That was something that I actually had it wrong. And from the map, White River takes a 90-degree turn.